Red Sands Investigations, Episode 1, The End of the Pier Show.
A man learns a lot about himself once he's dead. Learns a lot about his friends and family, too. As for me, well, that didn't leave me with much to learn. If you start getting picky and only count those still talking to me by the end. I left just two friends and one niece, Carla. Carla, living in the States, we weren't talking so much as exchanging polite Christmas cards. For the sake of tradition, we limited those to just once a year. Anyhow, she had to be a nice kid if my sister raised her, so when it came to my will, I left her my business, a little detective agency in Red Sands Bay. Ah, that heady mix of brine and ozone and fresh sewage. Red Sands Bay. Renowned for its natural resources of grit and lugworms, and with a history so violent, they named the Pleasure Beach after its blood-stained shore. A place where the only thing higher than the kids on a Saturday night was the rate of unemployment. I thought Carla'd sell the place, but instead of making a quick buck, she did exactly what I would do. She came to investigate. What a girl. Within 48 hours, she'd broken the law, made an enemy, and her client was close to dead. If I was alive, I'd buy her a drink for all that alone. But let's not skip the beginning. After all, she started off a beautiful friendship by threatening my sweet secretary with pepper spray.
This is the road, Brown Sea View. Pleasant. So, Uncle, where's your office? Turn left into, into an unlit stairwell. Oh, which, devil's for bathroom? Well, atmospheric.
Don't shoot, please.
You mean don't spray. It's just pepper spray. It's okay. I mean, you scared me, too. Here, I'm putting it away. Didn't mean to burst in on you, but, you know, the kicked-in door, are you moving around in here? Oh, I panicked. Sorry about your vase, too. Here, let me help with that.
It's okay. No, I overreacted.
Well, a bit, yeah. Who do you know who holds a gun like a spray can, anyway?
I just thought you were an amateur, which is more dangerous, right, isn't it? You could have fired by accident.
Sure.
Nice to meet you, but I'm afraid the agency's closed. Mr. Marley won't be taking on any more cases.
I assumed not, him being dead and all.
You've heard? Then why? Oh, if you have a case pending, I'm afraid I don't...
Let's start again. I'm Carla Marley.
Marley? Are you related to...
Jim Marley was my uncle.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I didn't know him, so...
I'm sorry you didn't know him.
That makes two of us. So, you were my uncle's assistant.
Yes. Tiffany Bishop. Call me Tiff. How did you know? Wow, you really are Jim's niece.
Well, you being in a dead guy's office, it was an assistant or burglar. In short skirts and heels, not practical robbery gear.
A burglar?
It doesn't take Sherlock Holmes to see someone did this place over recently. Busted lock on the door, no equipment, no computers, no anything. Generous of them to leave you the desk and two chairs, I guess.
Oh, Jim lost his key and he had to break in. I have not got it fixed. The funeral was on Tuesday. It's been hard. But nothing's missing. What you see is all we ever had.
Really? Wow. Minimal.
How can I help you, Miss Marley?
Uncle Jim left this place to me in his will.
Oh.
I have all the documents with me. I thought I'd be sorting through his stuff for a few weeks, but... If this is it...
If you are hoping for a family fortune, you're going to be ever so disappointed.
Tiff, isn't it? Listen, I've worked my butt off all my life. I've never wanted handouts from anyone, alive or dead. Got it?
I didn't mean...
Forget it. I'm sorry, your boss just gone, and here I come, barging into your office.
It was never my office. It was his. I suppose that's why I keep coming back, saying goodbye, you know?
Yeah.
Why don't I put the kettle on and give you a tour? There's a back room with amenities, you know. Well, there's a sink and a john. I'll show you the files, too. Over here.
Ooh, paperwork. Oh, wait, paperwork. Of real cases?
Well, tapes, actually.
Tapes?
And that's the last one.
Talk about secure. Wow, Fort Knox in here.
Metal door, too. They could get in through the front door, but not into this place. One thing clients need is confidentiality, Jim used to say. Lose that, you lose them. In here. Mind your head.
All his notes are on these tapes?
He was dyslexic. He carried around this little dictaphone thing.
There's dozens and dozens.
142. Chronological. Almost a decade of notes since he arrived in Red Sands.
Wow. How'd he know where to find anything?
Here is the magic key. One card filed by case, one by name, one by address. You know, businesses and that. Tape number and counter number for every entry.
Like a manual spreadsheet.
That's a computer thing, right? Jim didn't think much of all that. Besides, like you said, it'd just make more work for me learning a computer and then typing them all out again.
Wow. Tell me he used the internet at least.
Why? Small place like Red Sands, you want to find something out, talk to someone.
Honestly, I'm impressed. When I was a kid, I imagined Uncle Jim like some James Bond figure, all gadgeted up and superheroic.
He didn't need gadgets or fancy stuff to make him super. You have no idea. Want one? Oh, I suppose this is yours now, too, isn't it?
Whiskey. Well, go ahead, sweetie. It's a little early for the hard stuff for me.
Well, just this once. What's at the door? Sorry, we're not open.
I need to speak to Jim Marley.
Sorry, he's not...
He'll be available for me. I'll make it more than worth his while.
I wouldn't bet on even that, convincing him to come back.
You mean he passed away?
No, he can't have.
Please have a seat. Take the weight off that leg of yours.
Were you close?
Close? With Mr. Marley? No, no, we weren't acquainted. But I was told he was the best man to help me, and he's my last hope, you see. Sorry.
Help with what?
Client confidentiality.
She's not a client yet.
It's my husband. It's possible that he's having an affair. He's never at home. I'd follow him myself, but with this leg, one never knows. It's the not knowing, you see.
I know.
There's no one else. I don't know what to do now.
Do you have any idea where he hangs out, Mrs...
Soperts. The Pier Casino. It's always been the Pier Casino.
Mrs. Philpotts, I'm Carla Marley. I'll take your case.
You will?
You will?
I will. I'll clear this up for you. Now, I want you to go home, have a rest, and don't worry.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Carla, a word.
Excuse us a minute.
You can't take on a case.
Why not? Look at her. She's suffering. I've got the resources. I've got the time on my hands.
But you're not a detective.
Oh, come on, Tiff. This isn't dead bodies in the library stuff here. We follow a guy, take some pictures, make a lady happy. How hard could it be?
We?
Assuming you want to do your old job one more time. Unless you have, something else lined up?
No. If you're going to do it, she'll need someone with you.
Great! You've got a car, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, Tiff, you can show me the ropes. Besides, what have you got to lose?
Just promise me we'll be careful.
No confrontations, I promise. We'll just observe and report back, okay?
Okay.
This is gonna be fun.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with R.
Road?
No.
Rain?
Yes.
Rover?
No.
Rearview mirror?
No, wait. You had it with rain.
Rain? Rain. A diamond ring. Are you engaged?
No, I'm not engaged. I was.
And you kept the ring? Not that that's any of my business at all.
I'd rather not talk about it.
Subject closed. Want some gum?
Don't mind if I do. Cheers.
Okay, my turn. I spy with my little eye something beginning with F-A. We won't even recognize Mr. Philpotts in this weather anyhow. What if he's not even in the casino?
Miss P paid us more than we used to get for a week's surveillance.
A whole week of doing this? Right. This is doing nothing for the size of my butt. I'm going to check out the place. Show me that photo again. Even if he's dropped the horn rims, I'm going to spot that sexy comb over and upper lip tumble a mile off. What was Mrs. Philpotts, would you say? 5'2"? 5'3"?
No, she was taller than me, even bent over her stick. 5'6", I'd say.
Okay, well, he's the same. Back in a sec. You see a short, balding guy come out with anyone, see if you can get a shot of him.
Be careful.
That's okay. I'm not going to put my money on anything.
Radio. Another R. That was quick. Oh, it's you.
Hey, looks like an angel's hijacked my Tiff's car. You'll give her hard work in ladder lift home, won't you?
I told you, Dale, I need some time.
Oh, come on. It's bucketing. I could catch my death. My voice is my living now, remember? Well, if I get laryngitis, I'll be needing someone to nurse me.
Oh, go on, then. I'll drop you off and it shuts you up. But I'm waiting for someone first.
A fella?
Could be.
Ah, Tiff.
But it's not. Still, it might be a long wait.
A wait with a pretty girl's never too long. How are you doing, pet? Better up?
Oh, you'll set me off again, you big idiot. Get out of my eye line.
What's this? A camera? You're not trying to go it alone with that detective lark, are you?
Don't be stupid, Dale. Not that it's any of your business.
What, after what happened to Joe? I'd say I'm entitled to worry.
Jim was his name. Jim Marley.
It wasn't your fault. You do get that right. Wasn't mine either.
What does that change now?
You can't just...
Wait a minute. There's someone coming out of the casino.
Coming right for us?
It's Carla.
Hi?
Well, hello. Pleased to,
Yeah, likewise. Tiff, we've gotta go. We've got a loving couple to follow. Now follow that car. I always wanted to say that. That's it. You can keep closer to his tail. He's not going to notice us in this rain. Excuse my manners, by the way. I'm Carla Marley.
Daughter of Joe Marley.
Jim.
Niece.
Very pleased to meet you, Carla. Dale Diamond. My card. Club singer, compere, bingo caller, all-round entertainer, jack of all trades, master of ceremonies.
Mm-hmm. Are you two...
No.
Well, as the vicar said,
Hold on. He's turning into that driveway. Can you pull in just across the street?
Pass me that camera, Dale. Quick, they're getting out.
So you are going detective-ing again?
No, Carla is. I'm helping.
Tiff!
Shut up, Dale. It's not like before. It's a straight infidelity case. Nothing serious. You can walk from here if you don't want to hang around.
I think I'll hang on if you don't mind.
Dale, I... Yeah, whatever. Tiff, did you get anything? Let me see. No, I thought so. They're just blobs in the dark. Wish I could have snapped them in the casino. They had their hands all over each other. Then again... See the light that's gone on upstairs? I'm betting they're not up there for the nighttime view.
But you'd have to climb up onto the garage roof.
To get a look in the side window? That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Are you out of your mind?
Look, Dale. You want Tiff off this case? This is the fastest way. I'll be fine. I did this kind of thing all the time when I was a kid. Wish me luck. Okay, Mr. Philpotts. If I can just get across here. Okay, let's see what you and your lady friend are up to. Whoa! Friendly. Okay. Don't Now, how do I get back down? My foot here? What the?
What do you think you're doing?
Let me go!
Thinking about breaking in, chicken?
Of course not! I'm investigating!
Investigating what? The security system?
It's all above board.
Yeah, looks like it. If it's all so fine, you won't mind if we knock on the door and check.
No! You don't get it. I'm investigating.
Perhaps you'd better show me some kind of license.
Are you the police?
Let's just call me a concerned citizen, shall we?
Oh, in that case... Drive, Jeff, now.
There you go. Do you take sugar?
Thank you, kindly. No.
We've completed our investigation, Mrs. Philpotts.
You have? Oh, what a relief. Thank you both. I can't tell you how much it meant that you took on my case, Miss Marley. I know it was silly, but I just needed that extra peace of mind. This should cover your fee and expenses adequately, I hope. So, it was just a case of worrying too much on my part.
Well, I wouldn't say that. We got some photos.
Photos?
Miss Pei, it's not good news.
I'm afraid you were right. Your husband is having an affair.
What? It's not possible.
I'm sorry.
How dare you? He's not capable of it. Do you know how many years we've been together? 24. Our silver anniversary in just 2 weeks. And you think he would do this to me? That man loves me with all his heart. He made vows to me 24 years ago. Vows. My money wasn't enough for you, was it? You wanted me to beg you to investigate further, find out who this mystery woman was. You selfish, greedy...
The proof's here, Mrs. Philpotts.
I apologize, Miss Martin. So sorry.
Mrs. P, wait. Don't just go like this. You need to talk this over.
I thought she was going to die when she saw those photos.
Have you had that kind of reaction before?
No, never. Some take it badly, but not like that. Still, there's nothing we can do, I suppose.
Yes, there is. I didn't like the look on her face. I don't think we should close this case yet.
You think she might do something stupid?
I promised you this case would be a simple stakeout. I don't want it turning into a homicide.
You think she's going to kill him?
Let's not find out. The pain that leg's giving her, she's not walking along the beach for her health. Come on, Mrs. P, what are you doing?
She's heading for the Pier Casino.
Will it be open this time of day?
Yeah, piers are offshore. Different rules. But that's not the way in.
What's she doing? Taking the back entrance?
Not on that side. It's just stalls and rides all the way up to the end of the pier.
Quick! Come down off that railing, Mrs. Philpotts. Let's not be hasty. He's not worth it.
He is to me.
You'll never win him back that way, not if you reject him.
Reject him? What do you mean?
If you jump from this pier, then you're saying you're giving up on him. You don't love him anymore. Is that what you want him to think?
I'll always love him.
He's not going to believe it. Not without you around to tell him.
That's it. Give me your hand, Mrs. P. Hold on, Mrs. P. I got you. Okay. Get a foothold on that strap. I got you, Mrs. P. Hold on. I'm going to pull you up in three, okay? One, two,
three.
Who?
Mr. Flint. Oh, thank you. Thank goodness you came along when you did.
I had you, Mrs. P. I was lifting you up.
Here.
Right that moment.
Have my jacket. Tiffany, help Mrs. Philpotts to my car.
Nick!
There's a girl.
Who are you? Police?
Last time I answered that, I got a kick that almost ended my family line, chicken.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. Nick Flint, private investigator. Now, who the hell do you think you are, lady, stealing my clients and trying to kill them?
Hey, I was saving her.
By dangling her off the pier. You're really something.
I didn't go stealing anyone. She begged me to take her case. Carla Marley, also private investigator.
Should have known. You're the spit of him. A lot prettier, though. Daughter?
You're a detective, right? Detect. How did you know she was my client?
Worked it out after catching you on Philpott's roof and following you.
Philpott's roof? No, it was his woman's house.
Half of it is, seeing as how the woman is his wife.
His wife. Oh, crap.
The woman you know as Mrs. Delia Philpotts and he were divorced a decade ago. Delia didn't take it too well, if you know what I mean. She's a long-term client of mine. Twice a year, around the anniversary and round Christmas, she calls in on me with the same story. Husband's gone missing, probably having an affair. I put her mind at rest.
You lie to her.
I comfort her. Cigarette?
No, thanks. You go along with her delusions.
You've seen what happens if you don't. This isn't her first high dive off here.
You save her then, too?
Didn't need to. Incredible. She washed back in. Just screwed up her leg. But that kind of luck doesn't come twice. I keep her alive.
What a saint. You take a sick woman's money over and over. Nice.
I don't have to justify anything to you. Believe it or not, chicken, I'm one of the few good guys around here. I sit and I listen just like any good quack. And I don't do it for the charity, but I don't string her along like they would either. And I give her what they can't, what she needs. Reassurance. What would that be worth if they bottled it?
If it wears off, not much. Is that why she came to me? Not buying your reassurance after all these years?
If you must know, I went on holiday. Long weekend. And what do I come back to? A dozen panicked phone messages from Delia. And then I find some girl detective muscling in on my gig.
Wait, so why were you at Philpott's that night?
Funnily enough, after her first two messages, I wasn't inspired to listen to the rest. How am I meant to know she's gone and hired you?
But why sit outside the house of a legally married couple?
She pays a lot, all right? Wouldn't feel right not to put a few hours in, at least. Good thing I did.
She didn't jump. The railing collapsed. And I had her. We didn't need you.
Listen, Jim and I were business rivals, but I had respect for the man. He was sharp as a knife. But even he got in over his head.
He did?
He didn't dive off the pier over troubles of the heart.
Is that how he died? He died here?
You didn't know.
The lawyer didn't tell me.
Well, sorry to be the one to break it to you, but Jim knew this town inside out, and even he got tangled up in stuff he couldn't handle. Take a tip, chicken. Buy yourself an ice cream, have a nice little holiday, and go back home before you get yourself or anyone else in serious trouble, okay?
Hey, Tiss. Thought I might find you here. Brought you a present.
For me?
Yeah, well, more of a replacement, really. Go on, open it up.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's much too good for this office.
And isn't it unlucky to give an empty vase or something like that? So, I thought, freesias.
Flowers, too. Thank you, Carla.
Tiff, what do you think about Nick Flint?
Honestly, I think he's an arrogant, lazy, bullying, sexist, good-for-nothing who should
no,
be.
No, please, don't hold back on my account. Good. I thought so, too.
He's also very good-looking. I hate him for that.
He doesn't think much of us, either. He told me to go home.
He did?
Oh, yeah, among other things. You remember how I told you I didn't come here, you know, treasure-seeking?
I'm sorry about that.
No, things just... I don't have much to go back to, you know? But here... here I have a challenge.
You do?
Yeah. Now I really, really do.
When a man dies, he pretty much hangs a sign on this closet door saying, "Roll up! Roll up! Come see the dancing skeletons!" Nick Flint. Like the cliché, I didn't trust him as far as I could throw him, and he was just as hard to throw as his 200-pound frame looked, as I knew from some of our more physical negotiations. But he was right on one point. If Carla started sniffing around my old hornet's nest of a case, she'd be in trouble bigger than she could handle, bigger than I could handle. When a man dies, he has a lot of thinking time on his hands. If Nick couldn't put her off investigating, well, then that left things to me.
Featuring the voice talents of Marley Norton as Carla, Tiffany Brayford as Tiffany, Michael Hudson as Nick, Stevie K. Farnaby as Dale, Alexa Chipman as Mrs. Philpotts, and Shane Harris as Jim. Written and directed by Fiona Thrale, edited by Marley Norton, theme music by Saffron, additional music by Wubinidan and Adam Peace, available at Newsgrounds. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2009, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.